Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
We are talking this morning about a young girl that was suspended from a Bendigo secondary school. I must say a public secondary school, because she failed to roll her pants down when she was asked by the teacher and I think also the principal. So she stood her ground, not harming anyone, having her pants rolled up, but got suspended because she wouldn't conform.
It's clear whose side you're on.
Well, it'd be different if she was smoking cogs. I understand that. But rolling up your pants. Yeah. Drew, in Leichhardt, what's your take on this?
Oh, g'day. Morning, guys. I just believe that even though it's not ideal, school's not about a fashion statement. School's about learning.
Yeah.
Schools have rules.
Yep.
And I believe that, without preaching and, I was never the best student at school.
Yeah.
But I think that if you're asked to do something by a teacher or by someone of authority, you do as you're told. And I think that's the problem with young people these days. They're asked to do something and they want to take a stand on this and they want to take a stand on that. Well, that's all very good and well. But sometimes you just got to do as you're told. And like you say, if everyone sort of got back to a bit of the way it used to be, I don't think there'd be as many issues in society. I'm not saying this young girl is one of those persons, but this is where it can start. People that have authority tell them what to do and then they think they can just do as they please.
Mm.
Well, then where does it end?
Mate, seriously, we let you go there because you made a lot of sense.
Actually, you looked at it a lot.
Not saying you don't any other time, Drew, but you did that time.
And you looked at it a lot more deeper than what I did, that does make sense. Thanks, Drew. I really appreciate your call.
All right, let's go to
Chris. Morning, Chris, in Bendigo.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Yeah, good. Chris, what do you think about this?
When I was a kid, found a little clause in the system where if a school has a policy on uniform, that it actually means that the entire school needs to wear the uniform. So I was a bit of a rebel when I was a kid, no doubt.
Yeah.
But when I brought that up, I was a bit, I'd always go out of my way to try and find the right information. and when I did, the teachers had nothing. They couldn't force me to wear a uniform if they weren't.
Wow.
You're not a politician,
mate.
Yeah,
I was going to say, or a lawyer.
Oh, no, definitely not.
I think there was a different kind of, we kind of did that with tongue-in-cheek back then. We said, right, well, we've got the rule here, where these days I think that it sounds heavier, doesn't it? Every decision seems to be heavier, like he can't say that or she can't say this.
There definitely
is. Seems a better way.
I've got young kids these days and I can assure you it's definitely not my opinion now.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, definitely, mate. Yeah, we all grow up. Thanks, Chris.
Good on you, Chris.
That was
yeah, no, that was Chris. Yeah. Now we're heading to Maldon. Good morning, Lee.
Hello, Lee.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah,
thoughts,
good.
Lee?
My thoughts are along the lines of Drew. I think it's about image and respect for the school. I have a son, and where he went to school, the rules for uniforms were pretty strict.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about being respectful of your school. About setting an image, and it's setting up for later life, because most places you work, corporations, have an image that they expect you to comply to too. So it's sort of running early on. And I know it's not just about kids these days, because all kids going back to, I don't know how long back, have always pushed the boundaries, tried to do it. But it's, I think if detention or suspension is the only way to show that, you need to show respect, well, maybe that's what they've got to do.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what their options are, Lee, to be honest with you. Back in our day, it was probably to get the strap, and I agree that should have been out. Yeah, I think that should be out, and it is. But certainly suspension was a big thing. If you got suspended at school, it was like, wow,
thing. I think the main thing here for me, Lee, is that, and look, I understand rules are there to be obeyed, but suspension from not conforming, I just think that's a little bit too harsh, actually. I feel like detention would have probably been sufficient as opposed to suspension, because suspension is serious.
Well, it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But thank you very much for your call this morning, Lee, and your thoughts. We really appreciate it.
There goes Lee over in Malden. All right, it is a good topic. So, yeah, just send me a kettle there. It's all good.
Well, I'm very grateful for Drew and Lee's comments and even Chris's because it has made me think about it differently.
Secondary school, girl got suspended, pants were rolled up, got told a couple of times. So that was the topic. We might chuck it on our Triple M Facebook page later.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.